All parts operate as a system to make the drum brakes work. The master cylinder has two basic sections. One is a storage area called a reservoir for the fluid. The other section is a cylinder which contains a spool-shaped piston. Small holes are drilled through one rim of this piston. The cylinder also contains two sealing cups. A return spring, and an outlet check valve called a residual pressure valve with its own spring. A push rod transfers brake pedal action to the piston. The reservoir contains a supply of brake fluid. It's important to leave some space above the brake fluid to allow for expansion. Brake fluid must not be allowed to drain out of the reservoir completely, because this will let air into the brake lines, and we'll see what effect that has later. Your manual will tell you what the proper level is. Keep it there at all times, and you won't get yourself or the users of the vehicle in trouble. One thing more about brake fluid. It absorbs water, which could cause serious problems throughout the brake system, so keep the reservoir tightly covered at all times. The two ports in the base of the reservoir provide pathways for brake fluid movement. The filler port is larger and supplies brake fluid to the system. The compensating port is smaller and allows passage of expanding or contracting fluid. Fluid movement is controlled by the action of the piston and two cups, which both point forward. As the push rod transmits pedal motion, the spring applies force against the residual pressure valve, while at the same time the piston cup closes the compensating port. This primary cup faces forward, and as piston motion continues, it seals in the pressure that now starts building up in the outlet end of the cylinder. This fluid pressure unseats the residual pressure valve, opening the way for the brake fluid to pressurize the brake lines and wheel cylinders. We'll look at what happens there in a moment. For now, let's follow the action in the cylinder when the brake pedal is released. The spring drives the piston and sealing cup backward, and so pressure forward of it and in the brake line drops. This brake line pressure bears against the residual pressure valve, tending to hold it open. But eventually, as brake line pressure decreases, the spring overcomes its force and reseats the residual pressure valve. This traps a small amount of pressure in the brake lines and wheel cylinders, and we'll see the effects of that later. As piston motion continues, the compensating port is reopened. Brake fluid flows back into the reservoir through this path. Also, the return spring pushes the piston back faster than fluid can return. This drops the pressure ahead of the cup, so it is now free to flex and unseal the holes in the rim of the piston. Fluid can now return to the outlet end by this path, ensuring that this space will be completely filled for the next braking action. The spring drives the piston back against its stop to complete the braking cycle. Because the secondary cup at this end of the cylinder also faces forward, no brake fluid can leak out of the system. Now, let's get into the other active hydraulic component, the wheel cylinder, and see how that operates. This device is connected to the steel brake lines by a flexible tube that allows for turning and up and down movement of the wheel. Inside are two pistons that bear on the brake shoes, a spring that positions sealing cups against the pistons, and a bleed air valve that lets you get rid of air in the brake system, as we're showing you here on another wheel cylinder. The combined area of the wheel cylinder pistons is larger than that of the master cylinder piston. So, the force that the master cylinder piston applies is multiplied several times, adding to the force provided by brake pedal leverage. As the piston in the master cylinder puts pressure on the brake fluid, this forces the wheel cylinder pistons to move the brake shoes apart. We've exaggerated the action here so you can see what happens. Brake shoe springs return the pistons to their stops as brake pedal pressure is released. The piston cups face inward and so prevent brake fluid from leaking out. Now, we're ready to look at the entire drum brake system and see how it operates. You can control the amount of braking power the hydraulic system will deliver, all the way from slowing down wheel roll to wheel lock, by the amount of pressure you put on the brake pedal. Here's how it works. Remember that the brake pedal acts on the master cylinder piston the same way the lever acted on the piston in our hydraulic system demonstration a while back. The brake fluid is not compressible, so the further the lever pushes the piston, the further the fluid pushes the second piston. The same thing happens in the drum brake system. The result is that as pressure on the brake pedal increases, so does the pressure exerted on the brake shoes by the wheel cylinder pistons. Let's look at the situation using just one drum brake assembly, remembering that the same things happen at the same time at each wheel. This area is the braking surface of the drum. Actually, the gap between brake shoe linings and the brake drum is very small, but we're making it larger here so you can see what's going on. Let's say the wheel and the brake drum assembly attached to it is rotating. Now, let's push down on the brake pedal. The master cylinder piston transmits force to the brake fluid in the brake line and in the wheel cylinder. Both pistons are forced outward against the brake shoes, and these in turn are forced into contact with the brake drum. The friction between the brake shoe lining and brake drum begins to slow the wheel down slightly. Now, let's push down harder on the brake pedal. Because the brake fluid can't be compressed, it transmits this increased force against the wheel cylinder pistons, increasing the pressure against them. The wheel cylinder pistons push harder against the brake shoes, the brake linings harder against the drum, slowing the wheel even more. The master cylinder piston will increase pressure high enough to cause the brake assembly to slow the wheel to full stop, or wheel lock. Releasing the brake pedal lets the return springs pull the brake shoes back from contact with the drum and drive the pistons back to their stops in the wheel cylinder. The master cylinder piston, driven back to its stop, allows pressure in the system to decrease, but the residual pressure valve closes, keeping just enough pressure in the brake line and wheel cylinder to keep its sealing cups pressed against the pistons. These face inward, so no brake fluid can escape from the system. If there is a lot of repeated braking action, the friction between brake shoe linings and drums will generate excessive heat. This heat can also heat up the brake fluid in the wheel cylinder, causing it to expand back up the brake lines to the master cylinder, where it later returns to the reservoir through the compensating port.